101X, Jason Dickin, friends, with your chance at Round Rock Classic Baseball tickets still to come on the program. Another edition of Nick That Tune. We're going to talk about why Nick is the absolute worst.
Interruption number three. Nick, you get worse every day.
But right now, I'll just direct you to 101X.com, where finally, after years and years and years of demand, we have, what is the point behind, is this your brainstorm here, Nick? If you've always just wanted to sit at your leisure and hear the drops from the show, drops, sound effects, things. If you wanna,
I got a snake, man.
If you wanted to do that on your own at home because you're into that.
Oh my God, I don't care.
You're into that sort of thing. We have that opportunity for you now at 101X.com. Why did we do this?
To get their precious clicks. I mean, so that people can share in the fun and enjoy it and show their friends and spread the word of Jason Dick and Friends.
This looks like a lot of work. Is this you and CJ? Is this what you guys were doing up here yesterday? Because there are hundreds of these. I mean, we got this up there. We got my guy. Now, it is not built in the same fashion as mine with a bunch of touch screen. Do we not have that technology?
No.
We can't have the people do that,
no,
but you can access all of the different drops and things that we play.
No! No!
Over at 101X.com.
Yeah, a lot of this stuff, for my work of it, I just pulled the clips from when we did our bracket of buttons. I still had all of that. I just emailed them to CJ, and I don't know how many hours he spent slaving away
at it. Good job, CJ. Thanks for your help on that, man. What happened with that bracket thing? Didn't we make a mockery disaster of it by the end?
Yeah. I put two Donald Sterlings next to each other in an 8-9 matchup. People didn't like that.
No, but in the finals, somehow we got to the end and somebody won, and then we just intervened and said, actually, that's a stupid winner. We should not count them. Did that not happen?
You do that a lot.
No, that didn't happen. We never did that.
It's Jason Dick and Friends on 101X.
Thanks to our guy, listener friend Chicago Bob, who brought us Whataburger this morning. Bob, you're the man. Thank you very much for that. Nick, what did you have?
I asked for a sausage taquito, but then he also brought me a sausage egg biscuit.
So you got some bonus breakfast from Whataburger as well. That's funny.
Not the hash browns I told you to order for me.
That's funny, but because the only commentary I've heard from you is how you actually ordered hash browns, and there were no hash browns for you here today because you're an unappreciative dick.
Okay.
You are an unappreciative dick, and you need to work on that, sir. All right?
I'm scared. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're doing here.
I know you don't know, because did true or false, your friend, Jason Dick, did something for you yesterday, something that you one might, you know, either say thank you for. It might be a little bit of gratitude that is batted back this direction.
Thank you?
You literally don't even know what I'm talking about?
The problem is there's so many things that you do for me on a daily basis that I can't pinpoint which one exactly I failed to properly thank you.
Here,
thus,
let me start by saying thank you to listener Brett with one T, who opened my eyes to the world of vaccine acquisition, okay? Apparently it's like an internet version of The Amazing Race trying to get yourself one of these appointments. I thought that I went to the city's website and I signed up the pre-vaccine questionnaire or whatever, and they're like, okay, we'll email you when it's time to have an appointment. And I was like, okay, sweet, thanks. And then I just see people getting vaccinated to my left, vaccinated to my right, getting vaccinated right in front of me, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? What's the deal?
From the windows to the walls.
What's going on here? And yeah, Brett with one T was the one who told me, oh, you got to hustle, bro. You got to get out there and start checking the HEBs, updating their website, adding appointments all the time, CVS, the City of Austin website. You gotta be ready to go. You gotta be quick on the draw when it comes to booking those appointments. So yeah, yesterday after the show, finally had a couple of hours to have some alone time with the internet. And when I was done with that, I was like, well, I'm still sitting here, so let me look around.
During your refractory period,
I managed to find a CVS in the reasonably local driving range area that had just posted a whole batch of appointments, and I booked myself up. Your boy will be vaccinated come Monday at 11:30 in the morning.
Vaccination!
Yeah.
Whoa.
So it's party time. And then before just going down for a nap, I was like, well, you know what? I was like, who? And so I text Nick. I'm like, hey, I just booked a vaccine for Monday. They had a whole bunch of appointments. Maybe you get on there and go book yourself one, and you can ride down with. And what, you're getting vaccinated on Monday as well, right?
I am as well.
Thanks to
Brett with one T. Thank you, sir, for all that you have done. Stand down. No need to slide to my DMs anymore.
Not a single drop of gratitude thrown my way for alerting Nick that there is a vaccine opportunity. I'm going to.
I'd also like to thank Dave B.
Give him a ride down.
Chiding you on not doing vaccinations and searching and hustling, but thank you, Jason. Thank you,
No, you've made it worse.
Thank you.
You've made it worse.
Thank
all right?
you.
Just this is what I would like. You know what I would like as a repayment?
Mm-hmm.
Just look inside yourself, okay, and start thinking about ways that you could be a better person. All right, that's what I would like. That's what it was. It's not just a gift to me, but to the
entire
world.
To you.
No, to the entire world. Okay.
Okay, but how much of this is you wanted to see me vaccinated, and how much is you just don't want to take a road trip to Canyon Lake by yourself?
I love being by myself. Solitude is my favorite thing. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, as I was thinking of it, I honestly had to go through the moral of the gymnastics in my head because I was like, golly, if I get Nick this appointment, then I gotta ride with him the whole way down there. I was like, I would rather just ride with my podcasts, okay? That would be so much better for me. But no, the world, there's a pandemic going on, and we need shots in arms, okay? And so let me get a shot in this guy's arm, and I'll have to put up with his hour-long of yammering through road trip talk.
Well, Jason, you are a GD hero. Thank you for taking two vaccines out of some old ladies and putting them in our arms. Good job.
All right. So Nick and I are both Group 1B people. Are we? Is this a morally unethical thing that we're doing here?
My understanding of this is that, you know what? Probably yes, maybe, but there are way worse people. There's those two girls in Florida who dressed up like old folks and tried to sneak into the line.
You keep bringing up those two people.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a relatively well.
Getting a lot of virtue signaling points out of those two people. That's fine.
But my understanding is that it's kind of now like the Wild West. Like, just if you can get into, if you can find people with open spots, you get in there, right. But it's just, we're just putting plungers in arms.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to feel too bad about it. My mom's getting one tomorrow. So as long as my mom is vaccinated before I am, I'm cool with it.
Good. Now, are we stupid? And then Nick mentioned it there. We're driving to Canyon Lake on Monday to get vaccinated because I was on the CVS website. There was nothing in Austin. I guess I found they had vaccines in Waco, and I was like, how far away is Waco?
It's far.
And then it was like, 2 hours. Get out of here. There is a Fazoli's there. But
what fast food places in Canyon Lake that you want to go visit?
And then I was like, what about San Marcos? Maybe there's something in San Marcos. And when I typed San Marcos in, it popped up this Canyon Lake spot, and I looked it up, and it says it's 70 minutes away. 60 if you drive like I do. So I was like, that's fine. I can do that after the show Monday. Mm-hmm. But I do kind of think in the coming weeks, right, there's going to be a much more accessible just here in Austin options, right?
Yeah, like the Johnson & Johnson is about to come out, and I guess they got a super factory or something, which was always my thing. Is just I'm just going to wait until it's not a pain, and because, there are people that probably need it more than we do.
Right.
But also, I'm just too lazy to wait in line for things. Like, I don't want to have to hustle and click on a website and refresh and hit next and next and next. Mm-hmm. And next. That's why I don't have a PS5, which if you could work on that for me, that'd be great. Okay.
No, I will not. I will not do that.
I'll thank you then. I'll be grateful then.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I kind of feel like maybe this is a sucker move to drive to Canyon Lake for the vaccine, because you probably can get it just down the street from me pretty easily, and maybe even later next week. But nah, I'm like, get that shot in my arm Monday so that I can go back to partying. Right? Hang on, what's that? I don't get to just go back to partying immediately? I don't know the rules here.
We definitely wait for the second one, but even then, just keep wearing your mask.
I'm like 60% safe starting Monday, right?
I don't think
I'll 60% party.
Print.
That's not how it works.
No,
the
no,
Chicago
no.
Bobs are shaking their head behind me. That's not the you guys did.
Be on 60% of a ventilator.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Punk rock physicist tweets at Jason Dick AF. There aren't enough people vaccinated for long enough for us to know whether or not the vaccine is decreasing your chance of being a carrier. It's best to wear a mask and continue to follow social distancing and sanitizing practices as more info comes out. Yeah, guys, I'm just kidding, all right? Anytime I say something that sounds careless or insensitive, I'm just kidding. It's just blanket policy, all right? Not going back to partying or any of those things, okay? I'm going to wear my mask, distance, all of that stuff. Also, I have a flight to Vegas on the 19th. Is that acceptable? Just kidding. Just kidding.
Oh my God.
What? No, the air travel is.
Yeah, okay.
It circulates this new set of air every. Zach from New Braun, don't you start shaking your head at me, all right? You son of a. All right? You really
do what I do now.
You really don't think that it was that it's an issue that you showed no gratitude whatsoever that I had heads up to you a vaccine appointment. You don't think that that's something that you should say, oh, thanks, dude. That's awesome.
It honestly did not occur to me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm doing Jason a
favor. Is it because it was me?
Or probably, yeah.
If another person would have given you this heads up, you would have said, thank you.
Oh,
that was awesome.
ACL tickets for life. Yeah.
Zach from New Braunfels says, DQA, Jason, are you really a 1B-er? You lost all that weight. I know you're a GD monster height-wise. Aren't you just a little overweight, not obese? So in the conditions of being a 1B-er, having a 30 BMI is one of the things that's technically obese. And if you count me, depending on which height you use, I'm either 6'4 if you believe me, or 6'3 if you measure me. So if you use my real height, I think that I'm obese, no problem. I did the math on it last week. I think it's 246 pounds I have to get to get to 30 BMI, which I could be there in a couple of hours.
I'm actually looking
at it
right
now. Is that Whataburger open today? Let's go up and let's go just hit the Whataburger. I could be there today.
Yeah.
You're looking at it right now?
I would. It says 280 is the cutoff, so I would just get to 280, 81, 282.
What do you mean is the cutoff?
Like they say that's how much you should weigh if you're trying to fake your
way
into
it. Oh, okay. I see what you're
saying. So that I can win my bet against you.
I get you.
Is that why you're inviting me? Is just like if you need a cover, like I'm going to go in and be like, oh, yeah, I'm Jason. They're like, oh, yeah, look at this fat ass. And then you secretly switch out.
I am not trying to sneak in and cut into any sorts of lines whatsoever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I am an obese person who is at risk of coronavirus. Right?
Because you keep flying to Vegas and Nashville.
Don't you start with me, okay? I don't make the rules, okay? I just follow them.
Uh-huh.
To
Do
the
you?
Key. Yes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Me. Thank you, Jason, for
every
following
time
the rules.
I hit a fork in the road, I ask myself, what would Fauci do? All right? Every single time. That's why I
Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X.
My friend, Chicago Bob, is in studio. Good morning, Bob. How are you, man?
Hello. Good morning.
Thanks for Chicago Bob, formerly of Freebirds, now of Whataburger, brought us Whataburger breakfast today. And I have a feeling this is now going to open the, and that'd be fine. People are always like, hey, what's up? When do I get my Ann Friends call? When do I get to come in and be the friend? And I'm like, listen, man, you have to have at least some sort of actual broadcasting expertise if you're going to make it, or bring food. And so those are the rules. Everybody who thinks I'm just going to run down the list of listeners and start bringing everybody in here. Come on, man. Come on.
Do you have like a hierarchy of food or what they could focus on? Like a manja carnivore?
Oh,
ooh. Some Valentinas.
I was going to say no, don't start with me, but now you just started saying things, and I'm like ready. Do you know that Via 313 right now has a lobster pizza?
Ooh. Yes.
Did you just...
Oh, my God!
Did you just... did you grimace at that, Bob? You're not... I'm not sure what to think, honestly.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
When I first heard of it, I was like, is that good? And then the more I think about it, I was like, I want that. I need that. Put that in me.
I mean, I am a pizza fan, but
yeah.
I don't
lobster
know about pizza?
Lobster
on top of
it. I am a pizza fan.
Yeah.
Via 313.
Yeah.
Do a croissant crust.
That's
for
like
me.
14 plugs via 313.
No, they don't care. They got Via 313 money. They don't need us.
Oh, okay.
But I did that. I bought a pizza. It was one of the only ones that was left after the freeze thawed at HEB.
Uh-huh.
And it was
a croissant crust.
A DiGiorno croissant crust. And I was like, oh, I get it. It's technically pizza, so okay. It was fantastic.
Really?
I mean, I kind of blacked out for a little bit from like the heart permutations or whatever, but when I came through, I cooked a second one.
Okay,
so it's like a super deep dish, or like the pan pizza.
Bob,
yeah.
Could you put a Whataburger on a croissant?
I mean, I'm sure you could.
Bob and I were actually having a bread debate the other day because that's actually part of the reason I wanted to talk to you is because props to. What's funny?
All the best content on Jason, Dick, and Friends. Bread Talk
bread.
Fridays.
Knock it off, you son of a bitch.
Sorry.
If you let me finish
Thank
my
you,
sentence,
Jason.
I was going to explain.
Jason.
I wanted to shower some praise on the good people of Whataburger, a good Texas company who, when we were all frozen over, were feeding the hungry people out there. When you couldn't get to HEB and there was no food, I saw the line, at least the Whataburger in my place, was wrapped all the way down the block. And I was thinking, I was like, they surely had to have over-ordered. Do they have enough food to feed all these people? And you guys were open feeding the hungry people, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we closed down for just a couple of days just due to, we wanted to make sure our employees stayed safe. They didn't try to drive in the conditions that it was, especially since a lot of younger employees, not used to driving in ice and snow. But
or
we
just people
up
in Texas in general.
In general, yes.
Yeah. But yeah, you guys were open, and you had a line going down the block as well there?
Oh, yeah. Went around our building, went down North Bell.
Which Whataburger is it? I didn't tell the people. It's up that direction, right?
Yeah, it's in Cedar Park and North Bell.
So frequent that one if you want to say hello to our guy, Chicago Bob.
Yep.
But you told me you guys ran out of buns, so you were having to serve everything on Texas toast, which I said, hot take, Texas toast, better than the regular hamburger bun. But what's the deal? It lacks the structural integrity.
Yeah,
for?
I would say like for a patty melt, like you can use the Texas toast and that's it's fire. But like for when you get the Whataburger and it's got all the toppings on it, like you
the thick toast, and hearty.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like with the toast, it's just going to be too flimsy. You need the structural integrity of the bun to be able to hold that.
From an insider, what is the number one Whataburger menu item? What do you go with?
Sales-wise, it'd probably be the number
Get out of here with your corporate answers, sales-wise. What is the most delicious thing to order at a Whataburger?
I mean, I would say the patty melt is probably
the
number one item, yeah.
Okay.
When the A1 Thick and Hearty is around, I hear that one's up there with it.
I like the chicken tender sandwich with the barbecue sauce on it. That's pretty good. Here, since
you have the worst opinions about everything. Chicken tender sandwich.
Since you're a burger expert, Chicago Bob.
I wouldn't say I'm an expert. But
I'm going to say you're an expert.
Okay.
Do you think that I can come to your Whataburger and we can figure out how to make that hamburger milkshake that I've been wanting to do for a long time? Because I was just thinking, you talk about the buns and things. Texas toast, that's the way to go with the hamburger milkshake.
Are you going
to
blend the Texas toast?
Yeah.
Why?
But because it doesn't have that top layer of the bun crust on it, I feel like it's going to be better for what we're trying to accomplish. You were saying it can't help.
Bob,
the structural integrity
that
is weaker on the Texas toast.
We don't have time for this nonsense.
I want structural integrity with my hamburger shake.
We have baseball tickets for you to win right now. 512-835-1015. The Round Rock Classic getting started in just a couple hours up in Round Rock. Throughout the weekend, you can check out some baseball, and we have your chance at tickets right now. We're playing Nick That Tune on the other side of this break. Good luck on the phone.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Justin Furstenfeld, our guy from Blue October, tweets at Jason Dick AF. Listen, man, I think it's time we take our friendship to the next level, Jason. I want to audition to be a guest on your show. Where do I send my tape? Justin, the friend seat is ready and waiting for you whenever you want, man.
I would be so grateful if he would do it. I could not thank you enough, Justin.
Don't even start with me, man. Let's see here. Matt in D.C. tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, when life was normal and I traveled to Texas for work, I would land, drive immediately to Whataburger, and demolish a meal in my rental. Fancy ketchup flying everywhere. Our guy Chicago Bob runs the Whataburger at where?
North Bell Cedar Park.
Yeah, North Bell Cedar Park is in studio. Hey, I've always had a mini fantasy. I was thinking about this. Bob was just telling us about Whataburger assembly. Cheese on the bottom, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it would be fun to be a line cook. Now, most people who have worked as line cooks think that this is an offensive opinion that I have. But I just think it would be a fun job to work. Can I come play line cook at a Whataburger kitchen?
Do this.
I would definitely have to clear that with the higher ups.
I was gonna say, don't say it on the air because
I'll fill out an application form. We'll just get it hired.
I'm sure
on.
We're hiring for the Leander location that's opening.
I got my food handler's license in Round Rock in 1996. Is that still good? I used to run that. Nobody run the hot dog roller putt putt like this guy. All right,
I believe it, but I think it might be expired.
It's
right
probably no good anymore.
What would be better?
I just want to go flip some burgers. I want to have the hash browns coming over.
Yeah.
All right.
What would be better for Whataburger, Bob, having Jason work for you guys or one of your competitors?
One of our competitors.
All right, we have one more set of Round Rock Classic baseball tickets to give away this weekend up at Dell Diamond when we play Nick That Tune. Nick That Tune, Nick That Tune. Everybody loves to play Nick That. Nick That Tune, Nick That Tune. By the way, Dave B has voiced his disapproval that he says I used the Dave B beat without his permission. Something like that.
I told you.
Dave B will be in the friend chair on Monday. So, fans of Dave B, I guess that's just you, Mrs. Dave B. Tune in Monday because Dave B is going to be here. All right.
Thanks, Dave.
Nick That Tune, a new sensation of a game, taking over, sweeping the nation. It is based on the Name That Tune television show. Not trying to fool anybody here. I'm going to give you guys a clue to a song, and then Nick and today, Chicago Bob, you guys will bid against each other. How many seconds of the hook do you need to hear to Nick That Tune? Bob, you've heard the game before. You know, understand how it works.
Yes.
Sort of. I'm changing the rules every day, including today. We're going back to title of the song, 1 point. Artist, 1 point.
Okay.
Negative one if you miss it, but there's steals. You can steal, including if you steal the song title, that's worth 1 point as well, right? I'll explain the rules as we go because, again, I'm just making them up. Eventually, we'll settle into a fun groove of how this works. And today, both guys playing on behalf of a listener. Jackie called first. Team Nick, Morgan, you get Bob. But
sorry,
who knows?
Morgan.
The whole point of this game is supposed to be Nick doesn't know music or what he's talking about. So, Bob, flex on their ass, all right? You're the guest. I'll let you choose. Do you want a song from 1993, 1999, or 2011?
99.
99. I'll give you just a heads up. All of this, all of today's clues is because the weekend is here and I'm feeling frisky. It's time to throw down, if you guys know what I mean. All right. So here's your clue from about a song from 1999. You know, you can't travel. It's a pandemic. That would be irresponsible, but that's okay. I'm on a plane with cocaine. That's your clue for a song from 1999. Bob, how many seconds do you need to hear to nick that tune?
10 seconds.
I can nick that tune in 10 seconds. Thanks, Bob. I can nick that tune.
You could have just done it and then...
6 seconds.
And nine. Okay.
And now I can tell
you can either
him,
bid
either
lower
five or,
four, you can...
nick that tune.
Nick that tune. So what did you say? 6 seconds?
Yeah.
All right. If he gets it wrong, you get the chance to steal. Here we go.
And yes, I'm all lit up.
Jesus. See, he shouldn't get to steal if I lose a point. That should be.
When should he get to steal? What are you talking about?
I don't
That's
know.
That's the perfect time to steal.
I know that song. I rah, 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 rah. And he said 99?
1999.
Oh, this is stupid.
I'm on a plane with cocaine.
It's not. They can't. Foo Fighters.
All right, here, you get to hear the full 10 seconds, Bob, before you steal.
I love the cocaine. I love the cocaine. Mama, can you wait?
If you get it wrong, though, Bob, you do lose a point, so don't.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the smart thing to do would be pass then.
Yeah, you got to risk it for the
pass.
Water biscuit.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that one.
That is Buck Cherry's Lit Up from 1999.
Oh, damn it!
Where at one point he says, I'm on a plane with cocaine. I
pulled that clip in a Setlist game 2 weeks ago!
Is this even acceptable? You heard the part where he's just loudly exclaiming, I love cocaine. Is that this a family? In 99, that was cool. You could do that.
Yeah. When your name is Buck Cherry, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it is Bob 0, Nick -1. Bob still in control of the board. You can choose a song from 1993 or 2011.
2011.
There's just 2 minutes. Oh, we got to pick up the pace. 2 minutes left in the show. Tell the weekend. Party and party and party and party and fun, 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 fun. That is your clue for a song from 2011. Bob, how many seconds do you need to nick that tune?
I can nick that tune in 10 seconds.
I don't care. It's Friday, Phoenix. That's not my guess. I can nick that tune in 0 seconds.
Nick that tune.
Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA.
That is incorrect. You're going to hate yourself. Well, I guess Bob gets to hear 10 seconds before he steals.
It's Friday.
Oh, damn it.
Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Weekend Friday.
So do I have to name both, or can I just name?
You can name the artist and the title for 1 point each.
Dunk on me, Bob. If you don't dunk on me, you lose.
I don't know the artist, but is the song named Friday?
Okay, that is 1 point for Bob. All Rebecca right. Black's right. Friday. And that is 1-2 now, right? That should put the finishing touches on the game. Should we go back to the 2 point thing to keep it exciting? Okay, we'll do the last one anyway. From 1993, Bob's still in control of the board. It's Friday. I don't know about you, but I'm thinking, why can't we drink forever? That is your clue from a song from 1993, Bob.
I can nick that tune in 10 seconds.
Now I'm just self-destructing. I can nick that tune in 1 second.
Nick that tune.
You can't win if you had to have him. Okay, here's your 1 second.
Hang on, do it one more time.
What
one
do you mean?
Do it one more time. It's 1 second.
Just because you can't win, I will do it.
Can't I, Mudvayne. Self-titled song, Mudvayne.
That is incorrect. Bob for the steal can hear the whole 10 seconds. Sober by... Do you not know the art? Oh, my God.
I don't know the art. I can't think of the art name right now, but the song name is Sober.
It's Tool.
Yeah, I'm onto your tricks now. I got you.
What tricks?
I mention a song, and the next day it shows up in here.
Well, you didn't mention Sober. You just mentioned what a huge Tool fan you were, so I was giving you an opportunity to...
one of my games.
Bob, thanks for breakfast, for being here. Plug some Whataburger stuff for the people.
Whataburger open every day. We got a new location opening in Leander end of March. If anybody that's looking for a job during these hard times, you can apply online.
Nice.
And
thank you again for being here for breakfast.
Definitely.
Dude. Mr. C tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, last week felt like a month ago. Now I've been refreshing the HEB page for what seems like days trying to find a vaccine spot. Time is an illusion. Nothing is real. What day is it, Jason?
It's Friday.
It took me a minute. I'm bad at reading. Okay, only 1 minute over.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X.